Die Band The Ark wird von euch wahrscheinlich jeder kennen. Spätestens seit Hits wie Let Your Body Decide sind sie nämlich auch hier in Deutschland sehr bekannt. Bei mir am Telefon ist jetzt Gitarrist Jepsen. Hello, Jepsen. How are you?
Hello, hello. Very good, very good.
Nice to have you here in Germany.
Yeah, it's nice to be back again in Germany. It's always fun to be here, I think.
I heard the band was founded in 1991. You've always been impressed by this hippie and glam style, but also called your music style apocalyptic. How does that go together? I mean, apocalyptic, you don't necessarily combine it with gothic.
No, it's not. I think it was like this. We wanted to. We had some kind of motto that you should enjoy, feel your body as much as possible, enjoy your life, because you never know when the apocalypse arrives.
Was the idea to found the Ark to rescue people?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the Ark name is a little bit symbolic because we thought if we have this like in the Ark, so everybody who feels they wanna get something else out of life, they can join us on our ark to rescue the world.
Some songs on your new album, like Father and Son or 2000 Light Years of Darkness, have a very large church-like choir. Did the Ark always do big songs full of vocal power during the years?
Yeah, I think so. In the beginning, it was more like pretty long and psychedelic songs, but always it has always been very big music. And I think that's very much the arc. It's very, yeah, kind of big and kind of musical feeling, I think.
What I find interesting is that you've always done songs full of energy, but always combined with a huge amount of pop. You did never do hard rock or punk-like songs. So, did you always want to impress the listeners by beautiful melodies and just volume?
I think it's like, the thing with the Ark is it has always been very, very fine melodies. I think that's our music language. I think it's easiest for us to do it like that. I don't think if we did like hard rock or punk, it wouldn't sound good because this is what we are best to do with very sing-along tunes, and that's our music language.
The band has now been in existence since more than 10 years. You started in 1991, recorded an EP in 1996, but at that time you didn't have the success you have maybe imagined or hoped. What was wrong at that time?
I think it was. I know the record labels. They, when we sent demos and things, they didn't understand what it was because they couldn't put it in some kind of genre. They didn't know what kind of music is this. We can't put this anywhere. So they didn't dare to sign it because they didn't know what it was. But we had, you know, we were very popular underground and people understood. But I think the time wasn't ready for us then. And then and now, and for a couple of years ago, I think people wanted something more than just people standing looking at their shoes while playing on stage. They wanted something more. They wanted like more expression, more bombastic, more things that is happening on stage, more things happening on the CD. So I think the people wasn't ready, but I think they're very ready now. I think they want something like the Ark.
You mentioned the importance of a good label. Was your signing to Grand Recordings then the key to successful future?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was one man at the Grand Recordings, and he was the only one who believed in us. So he helped us, but no one really believed. But then when they saw, we had this first single, Let Your Body Decide, and it became a very big hit. And then we had It Takes a Fool to Remain Sane, and it becomes a very big hit. And then I understand, wow, this is something really special. This is some kind of own music. It's not anything else. It's the Ark sound. And I think everybody's very glad that on Virgin that they found us because, as I said before, it's like it's very glamorous and it's very rocky and it's we have something to say too, and it's all a big package with everything in it.
After this signing to Grand Recordings, then you joined the also Swedish band Kent on their Scandinavia tour. Was this the first time experience of the big wide world?
I think that was like a big break for us, because in a way we had the same audience, so it was perfect for us to borrow the audience of Kent and just make people notice that this is a band who is existing. So I think it helped us very much. And at the same time, we had this single out, Let Your Body Decide, and when people saw us and heard the single, they were like, "Oh, this is something new. I want to be a part of this." It was perfect because Kent are very big in Sweden, so it helped us very much. I think that was a very, very good beginning for us. It was at that time things starting to happen.
You mentioned the single Let Your Body Decide. Was it a song you liked best also at that time? Did you imagine it could open so many ears and hearts?
Yeah, I think we liked that song very much. I mean, we thought this is perfect song to start with because, and at that time it was the only song we had recorded. So, we liked, and in Sweden the biggest hit is It Takes a Fool to Remain Sane.
This was the second single you released then. Again, did you expect that it led to far more fame? Isn't there an immense pressure on you after a first single that did that well?
Yeah, of course it's a pressure, but I don't know, we just do our own thing and we'll see what's happening. But the second single had was also very strong and people was longing for to hear something more with us. So I think people were very glad when they heard that. And I think people, yeah, they just like our singles. We have no pressure because we just do the songs we like and we release the songs we like. And we're not trying to, oh, wonder if this is a single or is this a single. We don't mind it. We say, oh, this one we like very much. Let's make this a single.
Many, many awards followed then, Grammy Awards, Song of the Year, for example.
Yeah.
And also the debut album, We Are the Ark, sold enormously well and went straight to number one in the sales charts. Did you expect that you could ever knock out Madonna to a silver position?
No, of course we were very, wow, what is this? The first album and it goes directly to number one. It was very strange. But at that time it was so much to do, so we had never a chance to think what's happening. It was like, oh, now this and this and this. So I think it's a couple of years later, I think, wow, it was very extraordinary. It was the first, it's not so often a new coming band goes directly to number one. I think at Virgin history it never happened before, so it's very strange.
When you look back nowadays, does it sometimes seem like a dream that should never end?
Yeah, of course, it's a dream coming through. We have been playing our music for a long time, and we are so glad we can come out with our music to so many people. It's wonderful.
The new album will be named In Lust We
Yes.
Trust. What's the story behind that title?
It's some kind of it's our motto. It's like Let Your Body Decide. We had It Takes a Fool to Remain Sane. It's our motto, you can say. Yeah, it's the arc in Lust We Trust. Because we always talk about you should feel how your body feels. Yeah, it's like our motto.
What are your Arcmania plans now for the future? You're here for a few interview days in
Yeah.
Germany. Your album will be released at the end of
Yeah.
October. And what will be next?
I think we're going on a Scandinavian tour in October, and I think we're coming back here to Germany again to do more interviews. And then I hope we will come and play in Germany. It would be very fun on a tour or something. And I think we're going to Italy a little bit. We're going everywhere to make interviews right now. But I think it will be fun to do a Scandinavian tour. No. And then we'll come and rock you in Germany, I promise you, and make very good shows.
Thank you, Jepsen, for having the time to talk with us.
Yeah, of
Hope to
course.
see you soon here in Germany again.
Yeah, I hope I can come back and see you, and we will have a pleasant evening together, rocking at the Arc concert.
Thank you.
Thank you.